This has been a busy week for me. My family has been moving from one side of Maastricht to the other side. I had 4 different incidents that had to do with keys this week that just I wasn't expecting. And as I was walking around this morning, and I felt like these stories kept coming back of, I remembered, oh yeah, that happened this week. Oh yeah, that happened this week. Maybe there's a trend that I'm supposed to catch, and maybe it's something that's also for you. So quickly, I wanted to share a little bit of the importance of keys and how that, I think, plays into discipleship. So the first thing that happened this week was my wife, Christine, and I had gone to our what's going to be our new place, and we're going to pick up the keys. This was the official picking up the key day. We had taken with our identity cards, so they knew who we were. We're there. Everything is perfect until the lady says, so do you have the proof of your payment? What do you mean, the proof of our payment? You're supposed to bring with a printout or whatever that shows that you made the first payment, or we can't give you the 15 keys. There's lots of duplicates. I don't know why I need 15 keys, but I have now 15 keys to my new place. But I couldn't get a single one of them until I could prove we'd made the payment. The payment was already made. It was all there. We'd made the transfer, but I'm not getting a single key until I can prove it. Well, we don't have any internet access there, and we hadn't printed it out, so thankfully we have some friends that we know that live in the area, and we went to their house, and Christine said, aren't you glad I have a smartphone, Matthew? Because on her smartphone, she could get the internet, and she could look up her bank account, and she could make a screenshot of it and show the lady and say, this shows that we paid. Is this okay? And she said yes, and we got all 15 keys. Here's a start with it. God has given us so much. He's given us more than we could need, but so much that we want to receive from Jesus. First, it has to come with a proof of the payment for it. And that payment was in what Jesus did on the cross. But if you don't have that for yourself, if you know, oh, that's probably somewhere in a book, I can find it. To be able to get the promises of God, we often need to know where that comes from, why we have the right to use those gifts we've been given. And that comes in knowing it for yourself and having that proof of payment. It's been paid, and you have your identity, but you have to be able to put those together to get the keys. The second story. So my little son, I don't know if you can tell, this is still our old place, and we have one of those doors where you can swing open the top and the bottom stays, and I love those. They're cool. I like them, except for this. So David has learned that on the bottom part, it just has this little lever thing that he can reach, so if we've only locked the bottom and not the top, he can push open the door and go running outside. So as he started to learn that, we realized, okay, we have to lock the top of the door. So I would put the key in and lock the top of the door or unlock it to go out. And David saw this. He saw, Daddy's using key. This is how I get out. So he one day grabs my keys, goes to the door, has flipped open the bottom latch, and now he's trying to stick the key into the bottom latch because he knows this is how I get out. He has a problem. He doesn't have the key in the right place. It's not going to get to the right place. He's not quite tall enough. But he understands key, door, but he doesn't understand how to use the key in the door. And he kept doing it. He's standing there just for minutes, and it was great because then I knew he wouldn't get into any trouble, so I could let him be and get some other things done. But with this, sometimes you can even have the keys in your hand and know key opens door, but if you don't know how to use it, you're not going to open that door. That's why discipleship is so important. Sometimes we've been given these keys, but you have to know how to use it. The next story, which was the most random, I had gone to visit a friend, and he wasn't at home, but as I was leaving, I'm walking out the door, there's this older gentleman that's behind me, so I think, oh, I'll just stand here and keep the door open for him. And he says something to me in Dutch that I didn't recognize. I figured he was going to say thank you, but I recognized he was not saying thank you, so I was like, what? And then he starts to talk to me, oh, do you speak English? Yes. Women, give them keys. And if you try one on the door and it doesn't work, you think you use other key, yes? You should just use other key. Women. I think, is the guy who's the the house boss, the one who takes care of it, and had given apparently women this key, and they just didn't get to use the other key. They kept trying to stick the one key in, and because I was a guy, he felt like he could tell me the story. So I just kind of smiled, nodded, and said, "Oh, do you live here?" "No, just visiting a friend." "A girlfriend?" "No." "Too bad." Strange man. Sometimes you have several keys. You have to know which key opens which door. And then the last one was I was switching keys with a friend of mine because they were going to use my car so I could use their car. So I had the key, and I knew you have to stick in the key. It works like a normal car. But then there was also you had to stick this black thing into this spot for it to work, that there's like an electric contact. I don't know. I don't know any other car that does this, but that one did. And I'd used the car before, and I remembered, oh, yeah, just stick something in there. It's fine. And so they drove off, and I finished what I was doing, and then get in the car, stick this black thing on the keychain into it, and then stick in the key. Won't start. I keep doing this for minutes. So I'm just going to go for a walk to calm down because it's late at night. I want to get home, but I don't want to be frustrated. So I'll go for a walk. I do that. I'm pushing as hard as I can on this like contact thing and then sticking the key in. And it sounds like it's going to start and then it won't. And finally, I just have to call my friend and say, I can't get this started. Can you help me? And this one was a woman who knew how to use the key. She comes and she has to drive over and like, yeah, you're using it's not the black thing on the keychain. It's the one that's just right there. This starts easy. No problem. And she's done in like 5 seconds. Like, oh, such a doofus. Sometimes you even know how to use the key correctly, but there's other things that are getting in the way and you have to know that. So, okay, God, keys just seem to come up. All of these, I promise you, happened during the last 7 days since I saw you last. So whether you feel like you're a little baby in Jesus or whether you are a mature woman or a mature man, doesn't matter who you are or where you come from, if you want to be able to use a car or get in a door, you have to have the right keys. And this discipleship, this idea of discipleship is very similar to that, that in using it, we can be able to use all these gifts that God has given us. And I would say, if you've been feeling frustrated in your experience of following Jesus, it's not because you have the wrong key. I would suggest that it's maybe you just haven't known where to put the key or how to use the key, or maybe there's something else that's hindering it. And so I want to say that as an encouragement to you today, that things, when you know how to use a key, it runs smoothly. When you don't, it gets frustrating. And so if you're feeling frustrated in your life following Jesus, it's not because there's something wrong with the key. It's to learn how to use it.